A woman on TikTok says that she's raising her daughter to know that if you want to marry rich, you got to go where the rich men play.
And where in the world do the rich men play? Here she is.
If you're looking to date men that are wealthy, you're going to go where wealthy men play. You're going to go to their playground. Their playgrounds will include golf courses, boat shows, yacht clubs.
Well, let's stop there. You did it reverse.
What's that?
You got him before the golf courses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he liked golf then, but.
He liked golf, but not a lot of access to golf.
But you were like, you never were like, I want to date someone who's a golfer.
No, I was like, I want to marry for love.
Yeah. Foolish.
Who knew?
And she said yacht clubs and
yacht
stuff.
Yacht clubs, yes. Okay. A couple other places she mentions.
Exotic car shows, exotic car auctions. They're going to be in places like traveling. They're going to take vacations in certain areas. They will vacation in the Maldives. They will vacation in Nice.
Yeah.
If you're not rich to begin with,
right,
but you need to go where the rich men play, how are you supposed to get to the Maldives? How are you supposed to get to Nice?
You're not.
You're not.
You're not.
Here's that's a problem.
That's the thing. You have to get a job at these places.
Oh.
There you go, Matt.
I have to be very vague here.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm going to share.
Oh, I like this.
Me too.
Someone who I'm related to distantly through marriage.
Okay.
Met her current boyfriend who pays for everything because she was a golf cart girl.
Okay.
In Pinehurst.
Is he much older and much wealthier?
Much older, much wealthier.
Mm.
Friends with professional athletes. Yes. Owns a, you know, all those houses that we were riding past when we were on the Barefoot Queen in Myrtle Beach?
Yes. Yeah.
Probably has one of those houses.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Dang.
And she was like, I just want somebody that's going to take care of me.
Yeah.
So she actively
chose to move to the Pinehurst area, become a cart girl, a beer cart girl, on the main course in Pinehurst, and met somebody.
Now,
wow, what's the age difference?
He is early 60s.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. She's early 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
30-year difference.
30, yeah. That's a lot. That's a big deal.
It's between 25 and I don't know exactly his age. He does look like he's in really good shape, but you can just tell he's older.
And she's attractive, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old was she when she met him?
Oh, it's been within the past probably 2 years or so.
Okay.
So it's been recent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because she...
How long was she a cart girl before she scored?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, because she didn't share a lot of that. Like, she wasn't like, hey, extended family, this is what I'm going to be. Guess what my new business venture is.
She didn't do a life GD update.
No. I bumped into her at the U.S. Open.
Oh.
And she had a few drinks. And then she just shared some of that insight with me.
Uh-huh.
And then I took it back to other members of my family and was like, I got some juice.
Jared, do you see why drinking's so fun? Do you understand? Because you get that tea.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's true serum for a lot of people. Yeah.
She was sharing things that I'm like, you would never open up to me like this. And she was just more open about it. And she owns it now.
Okay.
I mean, she owns it. She now will post pictures with him on social media and things like that, but I mean, I don't know that marriage is ever in the equation.
Uh-huh.
She, I think, is the same age, maybe a little younger than two of his kids.
Dang.
And how long did you say they've been together?
I think a little over a year.
Okay.
I don't know. She's not very specific with the timeline of when everything shook out.
Yeah.
But a little over a year.
Listen, there are a lot of things that I would have done differently. I mean, now thanks to reality television, you can see that there are they've always existed, but like really cool jobs that I was not aware of.
Correct.
How awesome would it have been for us straight out of high school or, you know, maybe even straight out of college to go work on, you know, below deck Mediterranean.
Yeah,
how awesome would that? It's not necessarily like going and looking for a rich husband, but the opportunities in life
that you have to do. I mean, it'd be very difficult to do if you're married.
You can't. And with children.
You just can't. Yeah.
That,
or even work on a cruise ship doing something else. Right. You're just seeing the world or
and those are not
flight
things,
attendant or yeah.
Not things that they tell you when you're in high school and you're like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
You
know? Exactly. Yeah.
they don't
tell you, hey, travel as much as possible before you have kids. Not that you can't with kids, but it's harder.
Yeah.
And yeah. So yeah. No, and if you're a gold digger or you have been one, be honest. Call us 800-682-1075. We've met some before.
Uh-huh.
We've all met some. I think we all know some mutually from years ago that were like, I remember that person was a gold digger. And then they'd move away. And then next thing you know, they're with somebody who's like 65, looks like their grandfather.
That's always
rich.
The part of the story, though, they leave out. You know, because I'm sure that you're very distant relative through marriage that is going to be unnamed, is not sharing with everyone, well, I wanted to marry Rich, so I moved to you leave that part out.
Yeah, I love him.
It was just in the stars. We met on the golf course.
Well, and that's part of the reason I'm trying to be so vague is there are people who could potentially be listening that know some of this story, but not all of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be as careful with that as possible. But she's been very open with several of us now that,
that was it.
He's her plan.
Okay.
And so does she just kind of giving up on, true love and just trying to fall in love or with someone that gives her everything she wants?
Yes, because I think she's at the point now where she thinks maybe I can find that after.
Because he's older.
Because he's older.
Is he attractive?
Yeah, for an older guy, I would say so.
He's attractive.
Yeah.
For in his 60s?
Yeah, I can show y'all pictures of him.
Well, men do age and get, they get better looking, some of them. Now, if you're ugly to start.
But it sounds like if the same looking guy, but had, made regular money, she would not be interested.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or even a better looking guy, younger, not interested.
Correct.
She wanted to be taken care of.
Her ex, she was married before, her ex-husband did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she liked that lifestyle.
That lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
And so then it was like, well, I'm going to find somebody that can give me that lifestyle again.